It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So yesterday afternoon, I want to say it was like early afternoon, I get this email in my work account, my Odyssey account. Odyssey is our company. That's the company who owns Q104. The email says, "Hello, Bill. It has come to our attention that your password does not meet the minimum password strength required for our systems. Please click here to reset your password."
It has
a little link to reset my password. And then I continue reading, and it says, "As a reminder, we require passwords of 10 characters or longer with at least one letter and one number. So if your password were pump you up, changing it to pump you up one would make it compliant. Please follow the link and update your password within 24 hours, or you will be locked out of your account."
There it is. I got that too. I got that same email. I actually literally just saw it because I don't really look at my email once we leave. But I just saw it like a couple of minutes ago.
So I am considering the email. I'm like thinking about it, and it's like, wait a minute. So if my password is just letters and I add a number to it, then it would be compliant. But my current password has four numbers in it.
Whoa.
And two exclamation points.
Oh, wow. So you're like, kind of like overachieving right now.
How am I not compliant? So I forwarded this to our IT guy, and I said, "This feels like a scam."
Oh, I forwarded it to our boss.
Why would you forward it to our boss?
I don't. I forward everything to him. Sometimes I feel like I'm like, Dad, will you look at this? Dad, I need help. Look. Like, that's kind of how I felt sending it over. I think I literally said in my email, "Hey, Chase, this looks a little sus, but I don't want to get locked out of my email."
That's the wrong guy to send it to. You can't send that to our boss. He's busy enough. He doesn't need to worry about stuff like this. But so our IT guy sends back, I said it feels like a scam. He sends back, "Doesn't it, though?" and a winky face.
Dan, what kind of response is that?
Well, didn't this happen a couple of weeks ago, months ago, where the company is like actively trying to fool us by putting out these... I don't remember what they did a couple of months ago. Do you remember?
No,
it was something else.
But I know what you're talking about, because then we got an email saying that you passed the phishing test, and we were like,
right.
We didn't even know that there was a test.
Right.
But this feels like somewhat blatant. Here's my thing, is I'm doing all the checks that our company has taught us to do. I'm looking at the sender. Mm-hmm. It's an odyssey.com email address.
It sure is.
And also, my password, while it does have all those things, yes, it has the characters, the numbers, the letters, whatever. It is the same password that I have been using for 9 years, just with symbols added to the end.
Oh, so you thought that there was a chance that you weren't actually compliant.
I was like, there's a very good chance I have been found out. That wouldn't shock me. Also, our company did really like to do this thing up until, honestly, just like a year ago, where, what was it, like every 3 months we had to change our password?
Yeah, yeah. And
so
I don't
this feels a little on brand with it, too.
I don't think they're doing that anymore. I don't think they're requiring us to change our password. Yeah, you're right. It was obnoxious. It was like every less than 3 months, I want to say.
That's why I just started adding like exclamation points. Like, so now I'm up to like 7 at the end of my password.
So I'm 99.9% sure that this is another test by our company to catch us with our pants down.
I don't know. I'm not clicking that link to find out.
No, you can't. Don't do it, because you will be in trouble. You would have failed the test at that point.
When I scroll over it, though, I can see like a little preview of the link, and it says, "So you're going to love training.com. Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I want to click on.
See, when they tell us that this was a scam that they conjured up on their own, they're going to tell us like all the clues that we should have noticed, like this, why this was a scam.
Can we just like send this clip of audio to them, and maybe we'll get a gold star for the day?
Nice try. You can't fool us. You know what I think would be more interesting, though?
What's that?
If the company was really serious about this and wanted to fool us, like if you failed the test, like if you actually clicked on that link.
Don't say it.
I think the result should be your immediate termination from the company.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you're not in charge.
Wouldn't that make it more fun?
Maybe if it was a reality show.
Yeah.
This is real life, Bill.
It's like an IT reality show. Like just nerds on computers trying to get everyone else in the company fired.
I'm just trying to put food on the table and not be locked out of my email.
It's like a challenge. It's like three guys in IT that their reality show challenge is to get someone in the office fired.
You know that's somebody's dream. It has to be.
It's the Q Morning Show. It's Chapel Roan. You've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. All right, I am officially accusing Taylor Swift of abusing her countdown clock.
Oh, yeah. I saw that she had another one going yesterday, and I was like, what? Taylor!
It's got me rattled.
Give me a break!
It's got me on edge.
Yeah, it has me on my toes for sure.
Because she had the countdown clock going last week, and I missed it. I didn't know that she had put something up. The night before, and then the morning that I get to work, then I realized that there was a countdown clock.
And you missed it all.
I just didn't know
the buildup.
I wasn't prepared for what was going to happen,
right.
And then I had to scramble to figure out what the announcement was about her. Well, it was that she was going to be on the New Heights podcast, right? And that she was going to drop an album.
Right.
So that was last week. And then yesterday, again, there's another countdown clock on Taylor's website. I'm like, oh my God.
I was like, what else could she possibly be doing? Eras Tour 2.0? But no, it was not.
But we were talking about the Super Bowl yesterday, the fact that Swifties believe that Taylor Swift might be performing at the Super Bowl. And so I was thinking maybe it was going to be that announcement.
Oh, that would be crazy. That wasn't even on my radar. I was just like, oh yeah, she's going to shock us all. That's Taylor.
But then the countdown clock ends and, oh, you can get this alternate cover of her new album on vinyl for the next 48 hours.
She's having a little bit of fun with the countdown clock. Somebody take that function away from her.
The Life of a Showgirl has alternate vinyl albums, which you can pre-order.
Different album covers. I think we're up to like four different ones, potentially.
You don't need a countdown clock for that, I don't think. Do you?
I don't think so, but you know what? Give the Swifties something to talk about. I'm here for it.
I mean, what's next? The countdown clock, and then all of a sudden Taylor's like, hey, look, I got a new couch for my living room.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, countdown clock to her cat's birthday.
Yeah,
like,
I got
something like that. Just play with it. I would. If I had that kind of power, you send the internet into a frenzy with, like, one click of a button.
If she uses that countdown clock for her cat's birthday, I'm going to be peeved.
I'll actually be very proud of her, and I'll like her a little bit more.
It's the abuse of the countdown clock.
There are no rules for a countdown clock.
All right, good vibes this morning. What do you got? What's going on? Is it back to school? Is it something back to school? Is it something you're looking forward to this weekend? Maybe Labor Day weekend coming up? Good vibes, 216-474-0104. We'll get to that at 6:55. We want to talk to Eva in North Olmsted and get a good vibe this morning. Eva, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
I hope this isn't too silly to share, but I just got my two little terriers, their haircuts, and they feel like velvet. They're so soft, and I just, every morning I wake up and I get to pet these sweet babies, and they're so kind, and they love each other, and they're so soft. That's all. That's my joy.
So if they feel like velvet, these are some short haircuts for your two terriers here then, right?
Yeah, they got their summer cuts a little late this summer, but they're...
Well, just in time for the heat wave, though.
Fair enough. Yes, that was also my thinking. But yeah, they're so soft.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, tell us about the puppers. Names, ages, I need the deets.
Okay, so a 9-pound Yorkie mix with all the personality in the entire world is BB.
Oh!
and a 29-pound with absolutely no personality whatsoever. Don't tell her I said that. Is Cece. So they're alphabetical.
Okay, BB makes up for all the personality. Cece's just eating.
Yeah, she's
just chowing down.
Yeah, that's her thing.
Did you get them at the same time?
No, they are. He's the big brother.
Okay.
So yeah, and she's Cece because she's his dog. She's not my dog. She belongs to him.
Aww.
Yeah.
All right, Eva. So if you're walking around town, North Olmsted, you can check out Eva's two terriers with their summer dues.
You'll know them when you see them because they're strutting with pride.
Thank you, Eva, for listening and for calling in with your good vibe.
Thank you so much.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So I want to tell you about this new workout that I just started yesterday. I just started it yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I have not been keeping up with my fitness this summer.
It's kind of funny because every day when I leave work, I have to pass the gym in our building. And every day, even though I know you haven't gone in a long time, I look for you.
Some people like to have a summer bod. I like to go in the opposite direction. Buck that trend. So what I did before the summer is I said, I'm just going to take more walks with Myrtle around the neighborhood.
Oh, I do remember you saying that like earlier in the year.
And the reason why is just because I just can't find my time to work out. Because before the show, that means I have to get up earlier. And there's not really a way to shower in between the workout and the show. And I should mention to anybody who is not aware, our workout room is in our building, in the Hallie building downtown, in the same building that we work. So the workout room is downstairs.
So showering either before the show, then you have to wake up super early, you can't shower after.
So I'm a sweaty mess while we're doing the show. I've done it that way. I have worked out before the show. It's just that I'm sweaty, and I know that you haven't complained about it, but
yeah, I mean, I don't care. But then also after the show, it's just not what you want to do.
I'm completely fried and exhausted when the show is over. So it's like, when am I going to work out? And I know these sound like excuses, but you know, I'm trying to figure it out. But then I read about the 12-3-30 workout.
Oh, it's another one of these, like, one of these breakdowns. Let's hear it.
So it's a fitness trend that started on TikTok, got over 14 million views. But researchers are saying it may actually do what it says. The 12-3-30 workout. And this is what you do. You're on a treadmill and you walk at a 12% incline.
Okay.
At a pace of 3 miles per hour. For 30 minutes.
That feels so doable.
I did it for the first time yesterday. It's absolutely doable for me. Because I was running on treadmills and that was hurting my knees. And then I was getting on the elliptical. And then that's how I was getting so sweaty. I did this. I got hot, but I didn't like soak through my shirt.
Okay, so you could even probably knock this one out if you really wanted to before work.
Maybe I could.
You could. Be a nice way to wake up.
But yeah, researchers looked at this, and this article goes in depth on exactly what they looked at. But they're saying it's a great fat burning workout.
Ooh, okay.
Not just burning total calories, it's also burning fat. So again, the 12-3-30 workout.
12% incline on a treadmill.
Right? Yeah, so I don't think I've ever gone that high on a treadmill, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I don't mind the incline too much. 12% incline, 3 miles per hour for 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Believe me, when that 30 minutes was up, I was off. I'm like, I did it. I did the 12-3-30. It says 30. I'm not going over.
Not 29 minutes, not 31 minutes. 30 minutes.
You've got Q104 this morning. It's Q104. Real quick before we get back into the group chat. Sabrina Carpenter and her dogs are featured in a new interview right now. Her dogs are Goodwin and Louie, and they're featured in Dogue magazine.
I saw that. I love it so much.
Did you know there was a Dogue magazine?
Say it correct. Doge. Or is it like Vogue? Dogue?
Yeah. What did I say? Didn't I say Dogue?
Maybe you did. I'm just not used to hearing that word.
I just saw
Dogue.
That. I mean, the... the magazine's probably been around forever. I just have never heard of it. How? I love it.
I love it. It's so fun.
Dogue Magazine. Shannon in Cleveland Heights is joining us right now on the group chat. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we were talking about Holly in Westlake, who has an 11-year-old daughter, and she is starting fifth grade this year?
I think she's starting fifth grade.
And Holly wants to get her daughter a phone now because she feels like all of her friends have phones. They just had a sleepover recently. The friends were doing TikTok dances, and her daughter was feeling left out and wants to get her a phone now. The original promise was middle school, which would be seventh grade in Westlake. Although that's kind of, I mean, some school districts start middle school in sixth grade. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's technicalities, but still, that's just what has been being said in their household, that when she starts middle school, she can get a phone, but she's got one more year of elementary school left.
Now, Shannon, we understand your occupation. Do I have this right? It's a mental health therapist.
Correct.
Okay, so you work with kids.
Yep, I work from ages 2 to 18.
So what are your thoughts? Is 11 years old too early for a cell phone, or does it just depend on the individual child?
I really think it depends on the kiddo. For some 11-year-olds, you know, especially if they're doing sports or if they're in clubs after school and they need to travel to extracurricular activities, having a phone can be like a safety thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like making sure I can call my parents when I need to and if I need picked up, that kind of thing. And I always talk to my parents of the kiddos I work with of there's apps out there for like screen time limits, but there's also one to make sure that, you know, my kids are doing things the right way and, you know, they can actually request more screen time. So let's say you know, I only give them an hour of screen time a day, you know, they can request more before they download an app. They have to request more time, and I put in like a passcode and stuff. There's also ones where, you know, you can see kind of what they're doing on there. But also just having like boundaries of, you know, maybe we don't use our phone past 8 o'clock, or we only use our phone in a common area if we're at home. But, you know, if you go to a sleepover, I want to make sure you have it in case you need to call me for something. And then there's also that layer of just like all my friends have it. I feel really left out. Like Bill said with Will, you know, he missed this cool opportunity to go get ice cream with his team because he wasn't in the group chat, right? And so, you know, I take all of those things into account when I have those conversations with parents. And for any parent that wants it, there's a really cool website. It's called Screen Agers, the movie, and it kind of talks about, you know, appropriate screen time for kids at different ages.
Shannon, do you have an app that you can recommend that parents use for screen monitoring for their kids? Because I'm going to tell you about one that I just downloaded, and I just started using it for Will in the past week because he is starting his freshman year. And as much as he's shown us that he's responsible and he's conscientious about his grades, I just think he needs a little help with that time
structure,
with that time management. And so I downloaded an app called Custodio. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It's Q-U-S-T and then studio. Q-U-S-T. No, it's Custodio. Q-U-S-T-O-D-I-O is what it's called. And basically I can set the screen limit each day. And starting today, his screen time is going to be 2 hours a day.
Oh, wow. So once it hits 2 hours, does his screen just go black?
That is the hope.
Okay.
Because I've tried everything with his phone but he knows how to bypass things.
They're smart.
I don't think he can bypass this. Have you ever heard of that app? And can you recommend one, Shannon?
I have not heard of that app, but works kind of similar to most of the other apps. And their screen doesn't go black. Mainly it will still allow them to make like emergency calls and stuff. But usually at work, I recommend Google Family Link, L-I-N-K. And that's a really good one too, to kind of do the same thing that like Bill explained, just in a different app format.
All right. Shannon, thank you for listening to us and for calling in this morning. Actually, I want to put you on hold because I'd like to keep your number in case we get into a conversation like this.
Bill has more questions about his kids, too.
Absolutely.
Also, I have lots of concerns about my mental health, and I'm going to ask those to you.
And we've got the right person on the line, so might as well.
All right, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're coming back to play for Cleveland Taco Fest tickets coming up. Kelly in Concord is here. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. We're about to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more than you, she wins. And if you are stuck in a tie for some reason, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Kelly, are you ready?
I am.
Uncle Jesse from Full House is having a birthday today. His real name is
Stamos. I can't think of his first name. John Stamos.
Question 2. Michael Jordan was the star of Space Jam 1. Who was the star of Space Jam 2?
LeBron James.
Question 3. If I bowl 3 strikes in a row, that's called a what?
A turkey.
Question 4. It's a true or false question. A cucumber is toxic to dogs.
False.
Final question. The first book published by J.R.R. Tolkien was what?
That would be Lord of the Rings.
All right, Kelly. We're getting Alyssa back in here as soon as possible. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Kelly, you are on fire.
Was I?
Yeah, it was a fantastic run. You got the first 4, missed the last one.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. She's having a seat in the chair. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Kelly in Concord.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Kelly came out hot.
Ooh.
She got the first 4, missed the last one.
Okay, 4 out of 5. Let's go.
So let's see how Alyssa does in comparison. I will ask her the same 5 questions. Number 1, Uncle Jesse from Full House is having a birthday today. His real name is?
John Stamos.
That is correct. Question 2, Michael Jordan was the star of Space Jam 1. Who was the star of Space Jam 2?
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Question 3, if I bowl 3 strikes in a row, that's called a what?
A turkey.
A turkey is correct. It's a true or false question. A cucumber is toxic to dogs.
True.
False.
Dang.
They can have as many cucumbers as they'd like.
Aw, okay.
They can get a crudité if they want to.
I feed them to my dog all the time.
See, this is what happens when I'm not a dog person.
All right, final question, and now the pressure is really on because Alyssa needs this question correct in order to tie Kelly today. If she misses it, then Kelly wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Our final question, the first book published by J.R.R. Tolkien was what?
What? Oh, my gosh.
Back in 1937...
Of Mice and Men.
Apparently, you weren't assigned to read that book in high school at any point. Not Of Mice and Men. It is The Hobbit.
Yeah, I was not assigned to read that at any point.
Final score. Kelly and Concord 4. Alyssa 3. Ooh. Kelly wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woohoo!
Nice job, Kelly. Nice job.
Kelly, we have wonderful prizes for you, an Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and a diploma, which we're going to send your way. You also have tickets for Cleveland Taco Fest.
Woohoo! My name is Kelly, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
All right, I have Colleen from Solon here with me. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I have your 5 questions. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number 1, Colleen. In the movie Shrek, who was Donkey's friend that eventually becomes his wife?
The dragon. I don't know the name, so it doesn't matter.
I'll address that in a second, Colleen.
Okay.
Question two, Pike's Place Market is an open seafood and farmer's market located in what city?
Pepper Pike? I don't know.
Question three, sumo wrestling is a type of popular wrestling in what country?
Japan.
Question four, it's a true or false question. Krypton is a gas on the periodic table.
True.
Final question. A gaffer on a movie set will primarily be in charge of what?
I have absolutely no idea what that is. the set that's in charge on the set.
Yes. What does the gaffer do on a movie set?
It's coffee? I don't know. Gopher? I don't know.
All right, Colleen. You did very well. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right. Colleen, you did great. Do you want me to tell you how you did? I think it's safe to do that. You got 3 out of 5 today.
Woohoo.
So Alyssa is back. Alyssa, meet Colleen and Solon.
Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Alyssa needs 3 to tie you, Colleen, and 4 to win. Here we go. In the movie Shrek, who is Donkey's friend that eventually becomes his wife?
The dragon.
The dragon is correct. That is the correct answer that I have in front of me. Now, Colleen was trying to come up with a name for the dragon. I never saw Shrek. I don't know the name of the dragon.
I have no idea, but I know it's that dragon queen.
Right.
Dragon is acceptable. Question two. Pike's Place Market is an open seafood and farmer's market located in what city?
Seattle.
Seattle's correct.
Oh.
Question three, sumo wrestling is a type of popular wrestling in what country?
Japan.
Japan is correct. Question four is a true or false question. Krypton is a gas on the periodic table.
True.
It's true. You both got it right. I got it wrong. I was
really?
Like, Krypton? No, that's Superman's home. That's Superman's home planet.
Surely that can't be real.
It can't be on the periodic table, and sure enough it is.
There it is.
I don't remember high school chemistry.
Yeah, we never claimed to be good at chemistry, so.
Yeah, I just guessed.
Final question. A gaffer on a movie set will primarily be in charge of what?
The lights?
Yeah, you're right. It's the electricity.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Colleen has a good question for you.
What?
How did you know that?
Honestly, I don't really know. The only thing I can think of is all my friends in high school were in theater. Like, I don't really know where that piece of knowledge came from, though, otherwise.
Well, good job to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
There's lots of jobs on a movie set. I only really know the gaffer and the key grip. Those are the only two jobs that I know.
I know, not one.
Colleen, you were great. Alyssa, just a little bit better than you today. She got all 5. But thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
We do have tickets for Cleveland's Taco Fest for you.
Okay, great. My name is Colleen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.